Street, Paul. The town of St. Paul heard feedback concerning a proposed rezoning of a piece land from urban development district to industrial district during a public hearing during its July 24 council meeting. The proposed property is located at 50401 46th Street and is located by a body of water near 53 Avenue, and also near the Iron Horse Trail. The first reading of the proposed rezoning was approved during a previous council meeting on June 26. If passed, industrial or commercial types of development may occur at the location. The rezoning is being done specifically for the development of an automotive body repair, paint shop. The rezoning has been proposed by CSN Black Ace, a local business that is looking to build a new shop and expand its operations. Several members of the public attended the public hearing, some expressing their opposition to the proposal. Items heard include environmental concerns such as potential pollution and effects to wildlife due to the proximity to Garneau Lake. Scott McDougall, an adjacent owner to the proposed property, made it clear to council he is not opposed to the business requesting the rezoning. Reading his letter in response to the town's advisory with regard to the proposed rezoning, nor does the type of rezoning from controlled urban development to industrial by itself represents inherent difficulties, but there are some pieces I want to just raise. He said it is unclear from the rezoning application on what measures the town of St. Paul would take to remain on track with the environmental policies indicated with its draft St. Paul North Intermunicipal Area Structure Plan. Garneau Lake is designated an environmental reserve under the St. Paul IASP. In McDougall's letter, he said, what is unclear is that the preceding NIASP recommendations remain caveats that both guide while not interfering with business operations and also leaving room for protecting and keeping public access to the Garneau Lake marshland. Ultimately, McDougall said there may be opportunities for business and even tourism development if environmental concerns are addressed, ensuring environmental safety and protection for future generations. This would take a sort of interconnection between governance and industry, he said. Another concern expressed was around public health. Letters received by the town opposing the proposal expressed concerns about potential chemical fumes that may negatively affect the health of residents who live close to the proposed area. I feel this area is too close to a residential area with children. Industrial shops may use harsh chemicals that are vented outdoors that may have an impact to an individual's well-being, reads a letter from resident Cynthia Koss. While fumes are vented outdoors, Koss said it does not mean the fumes disappear and have no effect on others close to the vicinity. Koss concluded in her letter there are spaces for sale in areas already designated as industrial zones. Please keep this lot reserved for something more suitable to a residential area. Corwin Robinson, owner of CSN Black Ace, spoke during the public hearing, saying CSN Black Ace operates in an environmentally friendly manner with the products it uses, noting many products in the auto body repair industry have been created to be more environmentally friendly. All our equipment inside the building currently is to help prevent environmental damage, he said, such as solid recyclers, paint booths, and waterborne paints. People are thinking that this is a collision shop that is going to be extravagant, with piles of garbage everywhere, added Robinson, explaining garbage is constantly being hauled away at its current location, and they are always looking to improve their situation to make the environment better and keep a clean operation. He also said the business intends to build on the west side of the property away from the view of homes. In addition, Robinson said he intends to develop the property so it appears as a nice retail outlet, surrounded by grass and trees, allowing customers to walk and visit the nearby lake while waiting for service. Robinson said he recognizes concerns from neighbors, and explained that the vehicle repair industry is heading in a more environmentally friendly direction, citing electric vehicles and recycling as examples of steps that are being taken. During the public hearing, Town of St. Paul Coun. Nathan Taylor said that by rezoning the district, council needs to take into consideration the potential future owners of the land. If CSN Black Ace, for example, sells the property in the future, then anybody owning that property can instantly build that development there. So that will be the question that I think council is going to have to ask themselves. It's not just what your plans are, but what are the community's plans, said Taylor. After more discussions, Taylor moved to table the item for more information. The motion was carried.